Welcome to Dish Nation! All right, y'all, Jay-Z just said, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. We'll tell you who he's talking to.
And Mary J. Blige found a new man, baby. Hey, Mary, can you find me one, too?
Ooh, plus Shamar Moore's out here working women into a frenzy, y'all. But HK, what you got for us?
All right, here's what to go on. In case you need a refresher, Ne-Yo's ex, Crystal Renee, divorced him after he fathered a child with another woman. Mm. Understandable. Then last summer, there was some rumors that he could be polyamorous. Well, it seems there might be some truth to that because new social media posts show him living it up with two women in Jamaica like they're all one big happy group.
They're having fun. That's a fun photo.
Yeah, that does not look like locals.
Oh.
Yeah, he imported them in from America.
You know what?
Look, it's his life and their life. Like, if they're all happy, all three of those faces were smiling. Mm-hmm. And honestly, at the end of the day, that's all I care about, is if everyone involved is happy and knows what's up and nobody's getting misled about it, then that's fine.
Well, I'm sick of men trying to prove a point.
What's the point?
You could have more than one woman. I mean, that's the point to me. If you know damn well you don't like all these women at one time.
Wait, what?
So I'm just sick of it, honey. But anyway.
Are you saying these women are beards?
I didn't say that you did. But I just think, honey, that, you know, it's just too much. I just think.
But he is single, though, right?
The way he's single. But how many damn women do you going to go through? Why you can't find happiness in one woman?
Gary, you've never been with one woman. Sometimes it's
no, very... I've been with a Russian woman, but still, I don't want those, you know? It wasn't right for me.
T, just to hit you with this, it's been a while since you've been in the streets, but you will see ENM on women's dating profiles.
What does that mean?
Ethically non-monogamous.
What does that mean?
Which is a whole lot of syllables.
That means we are all outside.
I had no idea that that's what ENM stood for.
Yeah,
I thought it was like educated New Mexican. Like, I had no
that's
idea.
Easy to remember. All right, y'all. Miss Mary J. Blige just went on CBS Mornings to promote her Strength of a Woman festival. And when Gayle King asked her about love, she made a big revelation. Check it out.
Are you in love now?
I am.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Only on CBS. Right. Yeah.
No, I'm happy.
I mean, I'm in love. I'm in love. I believe I deserve a good relationship with myself, with a partner. When you believe it, it comes to you.
Mm.
Mm. When you believe it, it comes to you?
Oh, yeah.
I guess she believed it when her husband came in and stole all the money and
left.
Wait
now.
But I mean,
it was good till it wasn't.
Yeah.
Believe it to come to you. So. I wouldn't want to see a man running or walking if I was Mary J. Blige.
Why you say that?
Because she had been through too much with these damn men, honey. I mean, it's just too much.
Well, that would mean she's bitter, and I don't believe that she's, you know, letting her past stop her from her future.
Right.
And, you know, to take a page out of Ne-Yo's situation, Mary J. Blige has to be in relationships in order to make them bops. You know, can you get your best music from Mary J. Blige when she's going through some things?
That's true.
Whether it's real love or a bad breakup, like, you know, you witnessed on the My Life album. Mm-hmm. Like, she got to have her hands in the fire so she can feel something.
I make my best records when my money's in the bank. That's
wow.
What, so sorry.
The records out of money get there.
Hello.
Yeah.
That and finding out what's in the chicken wrap.
You know what?
Crispy chicken.
This is a lie.
I still want a chicken wrap.
Oh.
Mm. All right. Well, sounds like Jay-Z had to remind Stephen A. Smith that nobody wins when the family feuds. So right before Rihanna's 2023 Super Bowl halftime show, Stephen A. went on Sherry's show and got a little messy. Talk about how Rihanna couldn't hold a candle to Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter when it comes to performing. Well, Hov heard what that man said and addressed it. Listen how Stephen A. Smith said the whole convo went down.
He said, You family. That's family. That's too close for you to say that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I said, I didn't know. He's I know. Done.
Fixed his ass up.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
You trying to talk about Miss Rihanna? Baby, Miss Rihanna is part of Jay-Z. Didn't he create her or find her something?
Yeah,
like,
you know, she was signed under Rock Nation and all that.
Trying to be
so,
cute, honey. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about Stephen A. Smith, though, is like, you might think you have a lot of thoughts, but he has more thoughts. Stephen A. Smith has the most thoughts about everyone and everything I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, but sometimes he needs to acquire the spirit of the hush. It's too much.
Oh, but that is ill that, like, Jay-Z, like, I mean, maybe social media fed it to him, but the fact that, like, you can picture Jay-Z sitting at home watching daytime television, because we found out recently he watches Judge Judy. Mm-hmm. Now he apparently watches Sherry. Mm-hmm. Maybe he watches mm-hmm. Dish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sure.
Hey, I'm sorry if I said something, Jay-Z.
Oh, you really in trouble.
You too. I know.
You better not ever have Jay-Z on your line.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Mm-mm. That's why you quiet over there, huh?
I heard they sent Solange first.
Yeah, she's the emissary. Yeah. All right, guys, it is a sad day because it doesn't look like Pamela Anderson will be blessing us with her slow motion run on the Baywatch series reboot that is reportedly in the works at Fox. Although producers have not asked the actress to make an appearance yet, sources close to Pamela have said there's no bad blood, but Baywatch is her past, and that's where she would like it to stay.
It's probably for the best, because that slow motion run would be her regular run now.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's been a while. I can see her making an appearance eventually, but it's hard. You don't necessarily want to hop back in the red singlet after all these years. Now,
bodies done changed since the 90s. You know, people ain't built the same no more.
Like, well, yeah.
I wouldn't watch it if she's not on it. I like Pamela Anderson.
But that's not the same Pamela Anderson now, sweetheart.
It's going to be young, hot people. It's going to be young, hot, sexy people. Because that's what Baywatch. Yeah, that's Pamela Anderson.
Oh, no.
That's Pam without makeup. This has been her whole new thing.
I think we need, like, new, fresh Baywatch blood, right?
Who do they put?
You know what? I could see Young Miami.
Yeah, I thought that
would be good,
person.
Right?
Yeah. Mm.
See, that would have to be B-A-E watch. You know what I mean?
Bay
like a different
watch.
Show.
Yeah.
We have to blunchify it. Okay. You know what I mean? Make it ours. But I'm sure they're going to probably, like, maybe throw her off of a Sydney Sweeney because she seems to be everybody's it girl these days.
A Taylor Swift has.
SZA.
Taylor Swift. Oh, and this is off the record. Did y'all hear that Taylor Swift coughed?
She coughed?
She's human, right? What does that mean?
That was the big thing on TV today. She coughed.
Was it a quiet cough to the side in the hand?
She coughed, girl. And
what are you watching?
I watched TV. And it was on that she coughed during her concert.
And that was a big deal. Okay.
Shamar. Oh, bitch, I can't think of that.
That's all right.
Shamar Moore, honey, is still out here, baby, giving women heart attacks. Look at how he blessed, honey, one of his biggest fans, honey, on the Jennifer Hudson Show.
What's up?
Go like this. Go like this.
Come on, he lying. That was a lie.
They said this girl pregnant, not child.
Probably. She sure is acting like it.
Whoa. That's brave. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's real brave to kiss a random person.
But ain't that what y'all singles do on a date, though?
I mean, yeah.
Kiss a random.
But they're not super random.
Oh.
Yeah, once you know them for a couple hours, they do.
Yeah. I've seen them wash their mouth out with alcohol, so we're fine now.
Oh, okay, got it.
T, you ever kissed a fan at a show?
No, baby, no.
No?
No, now. No.
How long does somebody have to be in your life today, not a random?
It takes me a little while to kiss somebody, a couple weeks.
A couple weeks?
Yeah. I'm just kissing on somebody.
You got that 1820s playbook.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
That's I mean, you can kiss the first date. There's nothing wrong with
like
that.
Like, you giving somebody the tongue on the first date?
If it's a good date, yeah.
You're grown, Tamar.
We're adults here.
Yeah.
Consenting.
I've never, ever, ever kissed anybody on the first
weeks?
Date.
Really? Weeks.
Weeks. Maybe 2 weeks.
Oh.
2 weeks is too long. They could go kiss somebody because your ass acting funny.
Okay, well, then they kiss somebody else then. But I never did that. All right, well, coming up, seems there was a 90210 when Shannon Dory and Jenny Garth got to tussling on set after this prank gone wrong. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey!
So y'all know that Jenny Garth and Shannon Dory had some issues during their time on Beverly Hills 90210. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
We all know about that. But what we didn't know is on her podcast, Shannon admitted to being a prankster on set back in the day. And unfortunately, her co-star, Jenny, was not to be played with, okay? Ooh. Yes. So Ms. Shannon said that she would pull the pants down on some of the crew members in a funny way. And since Jenny always wore Calvin Klein boxers under her clothes, it wouldn't be a big deal to pull this prank on her. What? Well, Shannon said that Jenny lost it and the prank led to a physical altercation, and co-stars Brian Austin Green and Ian Ziering had to intervene.
The 90s was such a different time.
Let me tell you.
Because, like, imagine if a guy just went over and pantsing co-stars just, you know, for fun.
Oh,
now?
You're getting fired. You're getting fired immediately.
First
They're
of all,
recasting.
Not funny at all.
What? Pulling your
funny
pants
little
on?
Pants and prank.
No, that's like a prank that our parents did back in the day. They thought that was funny.
Like, are you talking about like years ago?
No,
or?
Years ago. Like something on Back in the Future, back in the day. Like, you know, Biff.
Like Biff.
Pulling
yeah.
out. Yeah,
yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Like, I didn't know if you were like in high school. I'm like, gotcha, T.
No.
Like, oh, God.
Right now, you wouldn't do that because of human resource, but I think it would be cute. I would love somebody to pull my pants down and get
I'm sure
my,
you would love somebody to pull
my
your
thong,
pants down.
To see which color
I'm
thong
over here
I'm
making sure Gary keeps his pants pulled up.
I know, that's
you know?
Right.
But
moving on. So, the internet is praising J-Lo and Ben Affleck because of their ability to clean up after themselves. Apparently, the couple saw Dune 2, that's not Dune Deuces, which would be the best name, over the weekend. And now there's a video going viral of them in the theaters cleaning up their mess after the movie's over. And the fans are actually pretty impressed by this. One ex-user said, "So many people just leave their food and drinks behind in public places like this. It's disgusting. Shout out them."
That's impressive.
I like it.
Because I'm the same way. Like, you know, my kids are here. They'll attest to this. Like, yo, don't leave no trash, man. Like, because people don't really do a great job of cleaning up anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be a part of the problem.
So you clean up the movie theater.
Not the whole one. Just our section. You know
if you spill a little something, that's okay. You don't need to get all the kernels. But, like, whatever you came in with, you can walk out with.
Well, it's no way on God's green earth that I'm going to clean up after I leave the theater.
I'm right here with you, dog.
You just leaving?
No, I'm right here
no,
with you.
You're damn right. If you think I'm going to sit here and put a man out of a job, you're crazy. If you clean up behind you, what this person gonna do? Now they ain't gonna have no job.
They're
over here
sweeping
up the popcorn. And they're take your soda cup and your Chipotle bags, that's what I'm bringing in.
Yeah.
And all that other stuff out of there.
And like I throw trash on the highways because let the people get a job.
Well, now you're taking it too far,
because people keep a job. That's where the city people can keep their job. You gotta let these people keep their job. We got our job. You let the people keep their job, so
oh
you
my
put
God.
Trash out there.
You can't litter.
You don't return the shopping cart either, do you?
If it's not nearby that little rack to push it in, no.
Where you leaving your shopping cart?
Girl, I bag my coffee and just put it there.
Man, it's too society.
I will park a shopping cart on a median. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, if the thing is too far, I definitely understand
y'all
that.
Y'all put people out of a job.
It's also just kind of impressive to me that they just went to a regular movie theater. Like, you would think J-Lo and Ben Affleck wouldn't go to regular movies.
Like, they would get the link.
Right,
you know, the screener link. That's dope. I wonder who they was, like, going to support or if they just really wanted to go see Dune 2.
They probably just really wanted to go see it, you know?
Yo, next up, find out which popular Ja Rule hit was originally written for TLC. Keep it locked. We got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, well, it looks like Nelly is standing on business and that his era of hip-hop was the toughest out there. Now, he recently appeared on The Shop, where he discussed his career and the challenges he faced in trying to stand out in a crowded marketplace full of bona fide stars. Check it out.
You gotta understand, my era of music was the toughest era in hip hop ever. Ever.
Oh, I was a huge Nelly fan.
Was you a fan of the music or was you a fan of Nelly?
No, I really liked his style because he did sing.
Nelly hit when I was in college. And so, you know, when you're in college and you're like going out to the bars, going out to the clubs, he was everywhere. So I like distinctly remember the O's being like the era of everyone really being into Nelly, like out at the club.
So what was your favorite Nelly song?
Now, don't put me on the spot here, Gary. Okay. But I like, what he's from the Lou and he's proud, run a mile for the dogs, something. Put a D's on something.
Exactly. That sounds like country grammar.
Yeah, that's I know that's in there.
It's still popping, y'all. I'm sorry.
And when you really read the lyrics as like fun and cheerful as that song, I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a Range Rover, boom, 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 ready to let it go. Yeah. It's like the most lullaby sounding drive-by song I've ever heard in my life. Like, you really, he rapped in italics. He did
what
his thing.
What does Underlay Mama E.I. mean? Isn't that also him?
I know, like, the Underlay is like, hurry up, the E.I. part, I don't know.
E.I.
What's popping? That's what he's saying. Come on. What's popping? What's
popping? So you remember that part? Underlay.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember some of the hooks. It's been a while.
All right, well, moving on. You guys know the song Rainy Days by Mary J. Blige and Ja Rule, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Josh spilled the tea on how the song got into the hands of another superstar. So during his appearance on Uncensored, Josh claimed the popular hit was originally written for TLC. But Mary did a drive-by and said, nah, baby, I'm taking this. Take a look.
Oh. You know, singing at a hug and she's like, yo, that is dope. And as I'm doing all of this, Mary peeks in. The record's playing loud. Mary peeks her head in and comes in. She's like, what the f*** is this? He's like, oh, this new record Ja just wrote for TLC. Mary's like, that, I want this record.
Now, if you want to hear more from Ja Rule, check him out on Uncensored this Sunday on TV One at 10 p.m. So, what do you guys think about what he just said?
Is that how y'all do music, Tamar? If you hear a song, you just take it?
It's not your song until it come out on the radio, boo.
How many you took?
I don't take people's records. You really tried it. But I would. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, but here's the thing. God put Mary in the studio at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, Mary wanted it more.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm trying to, like, process in my brain how a TLC version of that same song would have sounded. And I can't unhear Ja and Mary going back and forth on that record the way they did. Like, that was... It ended up being what it was supposed to be.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. When you connect with something as an artist or just anything in life, you have to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
If you see it and you're like, eh, it's not for me, then it's not for you. Someone else is going to be enthusiastic about it. I'll take enthusiasm any day.
Is that like a relationship?
Yep. Sure is.
Oh, my.
That's why you don't have any enthusiasm in your life.
Yeah, I know.
You need somebody to come in there and take it.
Someone, please.
Come in and take it, huh?
Please, come take Gary. Okay, up next. Yeah. A nail shop goes viral for giving their customers a happy ending to their spa experience. Details after the break.
Mm. Come on, happy ending.
Wow.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, it's the last segment of the day, so...
Dish is it!
Well, anything is possible at this nail salon. A nail salon here, where else in Atlanta, is going viral after a woman posted her unique spa experience. In the video, you can see her getting a pedicure, and the salon provided her with a back massage, drinks to go with her snacks, and then they even poured a little Hennessy in her spa water.
I'm not even a target client, and I feel pandered to. You know what I mean? Because, like, the people that run the spa, they look to be Asian, and they're like, what is the clientele like?
Atlanta. Yes. That's an Atlanta nail salon.
Yeah. Yo, ladies, you are getting finessed because you're paying for that Hennessy that's going into your toe water?
Yeah, but
the foot juice?
I looked at it like this. There? Maybe her man liked toes, and he probably wanted to suck her toes, so she put Hennessy on her feet, then he could have a good high, and they could make passionate love afterwards.
Nail culture is wild.
It is.
Yeah.
I would love to get my feet dipped in Hennessy, honey.
Atlanta culture is wild. I don't know nobody else who does that.
Yeah, that's a lot. I've seen it before at, like, high-end barbershops or whatever, where somebody will come by and be like, do you want a cocktail? And it's like, oh, that's a very nice experience.
A cocktail or a Hennessy pedicure?
Yeah.
That's what we talk about here.
I've never had a Henny Petty, you know, so.
Could you imagine the pedicure is going, you like a Hennessy in your feet?
That's exactly how it would sound, too.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.